baseball games. Knew the players, knew all their names. You could see how their everyday shout hooray when they play.
Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said,
to Coney Isle, dear, we'll go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout,
and to him I heard her shout, hey, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Of course, is opening day for the Philadelphia Phillies, so we decided to play that song. Let's talk about that for a minute. The Phillies are in Cincinnati to play the Reds. Now, unfortunately, last night the Flyers were eliminated from the playoffs, but the Phillies, with the Phillies, there is hope.
There's always hope, yes. Yeah, on to the next season, folks. So
beautiful thing about baseball season, it's a new beginning.
Yes, it is. It's a new beginning. Love new beginnings.
Just like each day is a new beginning. I'm Gary Zimak, and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Man, we have got a jam-packed show today. Let me tell you about it quickly. We'll be joined momentarily by Mark Poletino from the Malvern Retreat House. He's the president. He's going to fill us in on what's going on, what's coming up in April at Malvern. Guest number two today is going to be Joe Quattrocci. He is from Good Counsel Homes. It's a great organization. We've had Chris Bell from Good Counsel on the show in the past. Joe's going to join us today to fill us in on what's going on at what's been going on at Good Counsel. Finally, we'll be joined by our friend, Father Donald Calloway, who has written a new booklet called How to Pray the Rosary. He's going to talk about that with us. In addition, if that's not enough, we also have a special announcement which we'll be making at the end of the program, so stay tuned for that.
With that in mind, I want to do the gospel reading right now because we have so much going on the show today. Let's take a look at today's gospel. Today's gospel comes from John chapter 8, verse 1 through 11. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again at the temple area. And all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down to write on the ground and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground, and in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The message in this gospel is really clear and great message for the what is really the final week of Lent, because next week we begin Holy Week. The message for us is this: we can't condemn anyone, but note also what Jesus said to the woman. He said, I do not condemn you. your sin is forgiven, but go and sin no more. I think that's the challenge, the message for each of us. We can't condemn people. And also, we will not be condemned if we approach the Lord and ask for forgiveness. But the key is we've got to make that pledge to not sin anymore, to avoid sinning to the best of our ability. And that's the key. I think it's a great message. We will have that linked at Spirit in the Morning. You can find out more there. Let's go right to our first guest now, Mark Poletino, the president of the Malvern Retreat House, with the monthly update on what's going on at Malvern. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, brother. How are you, Gary?
I am doing great. Boy, Mark, it's been a rough start so far. We've had microphones that weren't plugged in. You never know. You never know what you're going to find in the studio, but you're on the air with us now.
That's how it is, and, you know, it's appropriate for opening day because that means that there's, you know, you never know what you're going to expect, but you're always hopeful.
That is correct. Well put. All right, Mark, so what is going on for the month of April at the Malvern Retreat House? I know there's always lots of great things going on at Malvern.
Yeah, and thanks for the opportunity to be here and share a lot of things that are going on. Just this week, we have coming up on Thursday evening, the Cross of Victory. It's an evening of reflection by Dr. Rocco Martino, who wrote the book, The Cross of Victory, and he'll be sharing his insights, anticipating the resurrection, and that will be on Thursday evening. On Friday morning, we have our traditional First Friday Mass, breakfast and praying of the Stations of the Cross. That begins at 7:30 a.m. at the Family Life Center on our campus. Everyone is welcome and invited to be there. It's a nice couple hours of reflection and prayer. On next Saturday, Gary, we are having hosting the gathering of the RCIA Foundation of Faith Retreat for men and women who are the elect, the candidates, those preparing for baptism and full reception into the church, their godparents and sponsors, RCIA teams. Nice. That will be on Saturday the 8th from 9 until 1:30 p.m. Again, and anybody who wants more details, they can go to our website. We have a wonderful Holy Week retreat coming up.
Nice.
And that's beginning on Monday, April 10th.
Okay.
And people can pick and choose for how many days of the week that they want to stay. They can be there for one day or for the entire week up and through to Easter Sunday.
Oh, nice.
So it will be begin on 7:30 a.m. on Monday of Holy Week. And again, full days of quiet, of reflection, of prayer and talks. People can pick and choose on those days. Then past Easter, I mean, we're not even there yet, but we're going past Easter.
Wow.
We have a wonderful Divine Mercy retreat on the Divine Mercy weekend.
Nice.
With Father Ronan Murphy, Father Stephen DeLacy, and Father Michael Mullen, together with Nancy Simone. And that is to be a great weekend, Divine Mercy retreat, the weekend after Easter. And toward the end of the month, we will have for couples who want to go a little bit deeper in their marriage, especially when there's kind of some rocky issues, we have a retrovi retreat for married couples on the weekend of April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Retrovi on that same weekend, actually, as the Divine Mercy weekend. Then getting into early May, we will have the St. Joseph Triduum and a special day of reflection for mothers of children with disabilities.
Well, that's nice.
It's a special retreat day. So, again, that's on Tuesday, May 2nd. It's right after our next opportunity to talk with you. And then a women's tea on May 7th, Sunday, May 7th. This has become a very popular event on Sunday afternoons. We're doing four a year.
Yeah.
Women are invited to come to that. The speaker will be Rachel Lozano, Heart of the Father Ministries. And go ahead, Gary.
No, I was just going to say, you have so many great things coming up.
Oh, we're packed.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else beyond that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I just simply want to remind people about our traditional retreats.
Yes.
We are doing the traditional men's retreats, the Palm Sunday weekend with Father Dennis O'Donnell, the Christ's Holy Passion from Holy Thursday through Holy Saturday, and that will be with Father Len Peterson. Mm-hmm. Then the Archbishop Fitzmaurice group will be on April 28th, 29th, and 30th with Father Phil Lowe and Father Jeff Puthall. And then a very special midweek retreat for first responders, and this has become a very popular midweek retreat. Father Simeon Gallagher, a Capuchin friar, who has worked with the military. He's worked with all kinds of people in different backgrounds. Tremendous, tremendous preacher. So if we have any first responders listening who can get some time off during the week on Tuesday, May 2nd through Thursday, May 4th, we invite you to take part in that. And I rest my case.
Oh, man. Yeah, you should. You need a breather. Let me fill in for you for a few minutes. Mark, where is the best place if anybody wants to find out more or to sign up for any of these retreats online? Where's the best place to go?
Yeah, the best place to go is to go directly to our website, malvernretreat.com. MalvernRetreat.com, and they can get more details, and they can go right there and sign up. Also, they are able to, anyone can call and get information and register via telephone if they would prefer, calling us at 610-644-0400. That's 610-644-0400.
Mark, I really appreciate you coming on with this each month to let us know what's going on at Malvern. You are doing some fantastic work, brother, bringing souls to the Lord.
Amen. And God is good, and that's what we're there for. Hopefully we can inspire people to get a closer walk with Jesus and really get closer to the Lord and be filled with zeal for discipleship.
Amen. That's the deal, brother. Mark, have a wonderful Easter. I know we won't talk to you until after Easter is over. And again, thanks for always being there when we need you. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. Peace, and have a wonderful Holy Week.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Mark Pelletino, the president of the Malvern Retreat House. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Good Counsel Homes with Joe Quattrocci. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for April 3rd. Today we celebrate Saint Benedict the African. He could neither read nor write, but Benedict was gifted with great love of God and God's people. Benedict's parents were African-born slaves who converted to Christianity after being brought to Sicily. When he was freed at age 18, Benedict began doing farm work, sharing his meager wages with the poor. Many people held him in high regard for his charity, but others ridiculed Benedict for the color of his skin. In time, he joined a group of hermits around Palermo, Italy, who became part of the Franciscans. Serving for a time in the friary kitchen, Benedict was eventually chosen novice master and guardian, positions rarely held by a lay brother in those days. Benedict's leadership style reflected his humility and charity. Once he corrected a novice and assigned him a penance, only to learn that the novice was not the guilty party. Benedict immediately knelt down before the novice and asked his pardon. Benedict earned a reputation for holiness because of his devotion to prayer and the guidance of souls. Following his death in 1589, Sicily's king ordered a special tomb for the holy friar. Benedict was canonized in 1807. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Need You Now by Plum. Let me do a quick look at the weather for the Philadelphia area today. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 45 degrees. Today, partly sunny with a high near 66. Tonight, rain, possibly some thunderstorms after 2 a.m. We're going to have a low around 53. Tuesday, rain and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m. Then showers likely throughout the day, maybe a thunderstorm later, and we will have a high tomorrow near 73 degrees. I thank you for tuning into the program. Today we are, it's always a great privilege when we speak about our friends at Good Counsel Homes. We've had Christopher Bell on the program in the past. They are doing such good work to help women who many times find themselves in a crisis pregnancy situation. And, you know, as Catholics, it's one thing to say we're pro-life, but we need to back that up with our actions, and that's exactly what's happening at Good Counsel Homes. Today on the program, we are joined by Joe Quattrocci from Good Counsel Homes. Joe, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Gary. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. Did I pronounce your name correctly, by the way?
You did an excellent job. You must be Italian.
Man, what a relief. For a Polish guy, that was not easy, Joe. Joe, I really thank you for being able to join us on the program today. So many great things are happening at Good Counsel Homes, and I'd like you to fill us in on those. But before we do that, it's possible somebody out there isn't familiar with Good Counsel Homes and the great work that you do. Could you give us a brief background about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. We began about 32 years ago, and Father Benedict Rochelle, a lot of your listeners may know him, along with Christopher Bell. They co-founded Good Counsel Homes back in March of 1985. Mm-hmm. We currently have six homes. Some of your listeners may know we're kind of outside of the Philadelphia area. We're in Riverside, New Jersey, not too far. You know, I think it's about 40 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, I've been to that one. That's a great, that's actually not too far from where I live.
Yeah, so we're kind of in the greater Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a total of six pro-life homes. And what we do is we take in homeless, pregnant women, women who have been abandoned, rejected by their family, by their friends, by the father of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And women can stay throughout the entire course of their pregnancy and up to a year following the birth of their child. And I'll tell you something, Gary. It's so important. A lot of times the crisis pregnancy is just the tip of the iceberg.
Wow.
There's so many things going on, you know, underneath. And we're there to take care of the full person, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Wow. Well, and the great thing about what you do, and I have to admit that I was very naive about this whole process. The first thing that shocked me was that so many pregnant women are virtually homeless. They're disowned by their husbands, their boyfriends, their families. And that's where you guys step in and take them in. But also, they're not out on the street after the babies are born. You also help them, as you said, after the birth of the babies.
And that's where the heavy lifting takes place.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you something. We see so much brokenness, so much hurt. There's almost, like you say, a grieving process that,
wow.
that takes place when, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you're dealing with the psyche of a person. You're dealing with, you know, all of that. Yes, you've got the physical needs, you know, and the things that need to be taken care of, but the emotional devastation of, you know, am I a loved human being? Is my child? You know, someone who, you know, has worth, you know, you're going right into the very heart of a person. So we really, the heavy lifting is building someone up and letting them know that God loves them, that there is a real future in their lives, and that their baby's life, we don't know what's going to happen to that child as they grow, but we do know that, you know, God loves them and that they're going to have a chance. They're going to have a chance to really be something very awesome in their life. And mothers can latch on to that because I think intrinsically parents know that, or parents believe that they want to make a better life for their child. So with that encouragement, we ask them to go forward and to really be the best that they can be.
And that's such an important, there's such a need for that, such an important message that you're delivering. Joe, we had Chris on the program, I think, in January. What's been happening since that time frame? I know some great things have been happening at Good Counsel. Can you fill us in on some of the latest events that have been taking place?
Sure. You know, we see about a birth a week.
Wow.
So we are now up to about 1,054 births.
Oh, praise God.
That.
Wow.
1,054 babies.
Mm.
And I'm looking at our website. Our website is goodcounselhomes.org. And, of course, I'm reminded, again, goodcounselhomes.org. We have to update our website. We've got the 1,050th thing.
Wow.
But we're up to 1,054. We see a lot of interesting stories of moms that come to us. And I'll share with you very quickly, Gary, that, you know, one thing that doesn't get talked about a whole lot, and that is the subject, you wouldn't think of this, but, you know, Atlantic City is not too far from Philadelphia.
Right.
We see some women out of Atlantic City and even Miami, Florida, that are victims of human trafficking.
Oh.
And when you think about taking care of homeless, pregnant women,
yeah.
you know, I've been with Good Counsel over 20 years. I never saw one woman come to us as a victim of human trafficking.
Right.
Last year, five.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Five women coming to Good Counsel homes. being the victims of human trafficking. It's something that is just, I'm an epidemic.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about new things that are developing. I'll tell you something. We never dreamt that we would be a safe refuge for women going through human trafficking.
Right, right.
It's just a reality of the world that we live in. So mm-hmm. we have to be open to God's call to changing our ministry.
Yeah.
To take in the women that God brings to it. We really do believe that God does bring every single mother and child to us that we can help. And so that's a really, poignant example of just being open to God and just taking in. We never want to say no to any pregnant woman.
Mm.
Regardless of her circumstances.
Let's talk about that, Joe, if we could. There's no judgment that goes on, right? You're not there to judge. You are there to welcome and to help those in need.
Absolutely, and we don't check your religion at the door.
Very good.
That's great. Catholic.
Yeah.
We take in every admission is based upon need. And again, and we've got, people reaching out to us from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And again, let me just say, goodcounselhomes.org. There's a place on there. There may be someone right now who knows of a homeless pregnant woman.
Right.
Go to our website, goodcounselhomes.org. Counsel, by the way, is C-O-U-N-S-E-L, mm-hmm. goodcounselhomes.org. And we get a lot of referrals online.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yes, and what we'll do is we will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Joe, is that also the best place to go if somebody wants to help out with a donation?
Yes, absolutely. We try not that you split the website, but we want to make it user-friendly.
Right.
And so, it's one thing to say, you're going through a crisis pregnancy, you mm-hmm. need the help, and then we've got sort of like a section just dedicated to that. And then, of course, those who want to support us, they can also go in there and find out different fun events that are happening. There's all kinds of stuff happening all the time in Riverside, New Jersey. So there's great events happening there so people can find out, stuff that's going on there, too.
And there's an email mailing list that we can sign up for as well?
Yeah, and we're very, very happy that people do sign up, and we have daily Lenten reflections.
I know. I've been enjoying those. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I'm glad that you enjoy them because, I'm a very, shy person. I've been writing most of them.
Oh, good. Hey, good work. I did not realize that. Good job.
I'm so shy. I didn't want to say that on the air. Did anybody hear me?
Yeah, no, just just you, me, and the thousands of listeners in the Philadelphia area. But no, that's great. You're doing a great job with that. So you're feeding us spiritually as well as helping these women in need. So I thank you for all you do. We need to get you back on the show again because we want to stay in touch. We want to promote the good work that you're all doing. I'm a big fan personally, and I know many of our listeners are as well. So
thank you, Gary. God bless you.
God bless you, Joe Quattrocci from Good Counsel Homes. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Spirit in the Morning. We're going to take a break shortly. When we come back, we will be joined by our friend, Father Donald Calloway, to talk about his new booklet, How to Pray the Rosary. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A Senate panel is opening a week-long partisan showdown over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee. This comes as Democrats are steadily amassing the votes to block Neil Gorsuch and force Republicans to unilaterally change longstanding rules to confirm him. The Republican-led Judiciary Committee meets today and is expected to back Gorsuch and send his nomination to the full Senate, most likely on a near party-line vote. Pope Francis has said he is deeply pained by the gigantic avalanche of mud in Colombia that has caused scores of deaths and injuries. The Pope called attention to the tragedy during his Sunday Angelus address on a visit to the northern Italian region of Emilia-Romagna, which was struck by a pair of earthquakes that killed 28 people 5 years ago. The region has largely been rebuilt. Francis said he was praying for the victims in Colombia and offered thanks to those helping with the rescue efforts. And your Philadelphia Phillies take on my Cincinnati Reds this afternoon for opening day, one of the greatest days of the year. Jeremy Hellickson takes the mound for the Phillies against the Reds' Scott Feldman. First pitch scheduled for 4:10. Rain is in the forecast here in Cincinnati all day, so hopefully no rain delays this afternoon. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender. Save you, make me wholly thine. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are.
Sacred flame.
And that was I Surrender All by Casting Crowns. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for starting your day with us. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to spread the word and follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. It's always a blessing when we're able to have our friend Father Donald Calloway with us on the show. He's here today to talk about his new booklet called How to Pray the Rosary. Good morning, Father Calloway. How are you today?
Good morning, Gary. Good to be with you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Father, I have to let you know something. You know, you were on a few months ago on the program to talk about your book, Champions of the Rosary. I told you at the time that that book was really having an effect on me. Well, Father, just to let you know, I have about an hour commute into the studio. I got a long commute. After reading your book, now I was praying the rosary every day. I've always had a devotion to Our Lady. I've written a book about her, but it's funny. You know, you think you're as close to her as you can get, and then you read a book like yours, and all of a sudden what I realized was I was praying a rosary each day, and it was almost like an obligation or a chore. But after, Father, after I read your book, I now find myself praying all four mysteries throughout the day, something I never did before. And it's not a chore. It's not an obligation. It's something that I want to do, and it's bringing me closer to our Lord through the Blessed Mother. So I want to thank you, because that is due to your book.
Oh, that's great. You just made my day. That's fantastic.
You know, you made my day with that book and with the great work that you're doing to promote the rosary and devotion to Our Lady. And Father, let's talk about that a little, because I think sometimes this can be a very confusing topic even for Catholics, because sometimes Catholics even will say, well, why do I need Mary? Let me just go right to Jesus. Let's talk about the importance of a devotion to Our Lady and the importance of the rosary.
Yeah, I mean, it is important because, you know, right in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit says, all generations will call her blessed.
Right.
So if we're really people of the New Testament, you know, of the message of Jesus, well, we've got to be doing that. So the question is, how do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the ways is to pray the New Testament, which is what praying the rosary is.
Mm.
So, you know, the prayers come right out of the New Testament, and we're meditating upon the mysteries of the life of Jesus, the mysteries that saved us, and we're asking his mother, our spiritual mother, to, you know, take us to her school in a certain sense, because she really knows Jesus.
Mm.
And so that's the power of the rosary. That's what it is.
And more than just saying words, it's an encounter with the Lord and really an encounter with Our Lady as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, what the rosary is for the New Testament is what the Psalms were for the Old Testament.
Wow.
You know, they were said, you know, oftentimes in groups, as people were ascending up to Jerusalem, and they were going with joy in their hearts, and it was a personal encounter with the living God. And that's what the rosary does for us too. It brings us closer to Jesus.
Now, in your new booklet, How to Pray the Rosary, the booklet's 72 pages long, so it's a very manageable size. Talk a little bit about what we can find in this booklet, because I think this is perfect. This is a great opportunity to help people understand how to pray the rosary.
Yeah, we put it together so that it's, you know, it's so small it can fit in a woman's purse or
nice.
In the back pocket, you know, for a man. And it really is just so simplified. It tells you why it's important to pray the rosary. You know, St. Paul says pray at all times, for example. And the rosary is, like you said, a great way to do that when you're driving in your morning commute or when you're going home or walking the dog or mowing the lawn, you know, whatever. And it's got in there how to pray the rosary, how to, you know, really enter deeply into it, as you said, and look at it from a perspective of this is going to help me acquire virtue when I imitate, you know, Jesus. And it's got the mysteries all lined up for the people in a very simple way. It's got the indulgences that are attached to the rosary. It's got some great quotes from saints and popes kind of giving you a little push, a little stoking the fire so you continue in that prayer. So we're really hoping it becomes like the standard little book that found in parishes and adoration chapels and schools.
And the price is amazing. $3.99, is that correct?
We're practically giving it away.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And we will definitely put the link to how it can be purchased, which is through your website. Is that correct? We'll put the link at our website?
Correct. That's right. Yep.
Now, Father, let's talk a little bit about this, about the rosary, because I go back into my own personal experience with the rosary. I've struggled with it throughout my life. I knew that it was an effective prayer. It's something that I should work on. But I always struggled with the idea of, well, okay, how can I pray these prayers and at the same time meditate on the mysteries? Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who struggles with that? Like, what do I do? What exactly am I supposed to be thinking about when I'm praying the rosary?
Right. Yeah, it's a very good question. And, you know, even saints have, you know, had their struggles in trying to meditate. And they've written those things down for us. And kind of edifying because, you know, if even saints sometimes can struggle through those things. Well, it's going to be normal, you know, for us because we're going to get distracted. You know, you're going to think about other things. Mm-hmm. You're going to think about what's for dinner or did I respond to that email, you know.
Right.
And that's okay because what we do is we just bring our mind back to the mystery mm-hmm. that we're meditating on. And, you know, there are aids that can help us, for example, sometimes, and these will be in my little booklet as well, mm-hmm. there's little images that we can look at while we're praying the rosary.
Okay.
And, you wouldn't want to do that while you're driving, of course.
Right, but, yeah, exactly.
but, you know, in most other circumstances, you know, you can have a little image where you're actually seeing a scene where, for example, when our Lord is scourged, you know, at the pillar in his passion, if your eyes can focus on that scene, you tend to get less, you know, distracted. But nonetheless, you know, as you pray it and you get better at it over time, you'll find you'll get less distracted. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I'm a priest for 13 years. I've been praying the rosary for probably about 25 years now, and I still get distracted. I mean, that's, you know, our minds are like, we're like little children, and you know, things come in and we kind of chase that little thought. But, you know, God loves us so much that he'll take all the butterfly kisses he can get, you know, from us as children. Even when we get distracted and we bring our mind back to the mystery, he's our Father. He loves us. He understands.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that your distraction. And the last time you were on with us, you said the same thing. And that made me feel a lot better. And Father, you have said, and I felt really comforted when you said this, you have said that praying the rosary is not necessarily about experiencing good feelings. Sometimes mm-hmm. we have to persevere, even though we might not be feeling anything. It's an act of love on our part.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Gary, because, the feelings come and go, and you know, sometimes you may not feel like doing it, but that's true in life and in so many other instances. You know, marriage, you know, has its difficulties. Sometimes it's not going to feel great, but that, you know, you persevere because you made a commitment.
Exactly.
You know, and that's when it pays off. That's when you become a real champion, you know, and that's when you know that you're in it for the long haul. You're a long distance runner, you know.
Yeah, and just to put a little personal spin on the praying of the rosary. We're in the process right now of selling our home and downsizing, moving to another home. And one day, Father, I was stressed out about the move and about things that were taking place. And I started praying the rosary. I was praying the joyful mysteries. And as I'm praying this, I mean, you talk about an encounter. I started going through all of the events coming about when Our Lady was asked to be the mother of the Savior, and how she went to visit her relative Elizabeth, and then how Joseph and Mary had to travel to Bethlehem. And I'm realizing, you know, I'm complaining about all of these rather insignificant issues. But when you look at what Our Lady and Saint Joseph went through, and how our Lord came into the world, it makes you realize that a lot of times we become very comfortable. And they certainly went through a lot of discomfort.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's a great example of getting great fruit from that mystery that's applicable to your life, you know.
Exactly.
And I tell people when they pray the rosary, they're actually making a pilgrimage, you know, in your mind.
Wow.
You're reliving those sacred moments in the life of our Lord, and it's to make a little mini pilgrimage every time you pray the rosary.
And because it's a dynamic encounter with our Lord and with Our Lady, you're always subject to receiving new revelations, which I found as well. I'll be praying a mystery, and I'll say, wow, I never thought of that aspect of it before.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So, Father, I want to thank you. We have about 30 seconds left. I really want to thank you for making the time. You're always there when we need you. I appreciate all of your work, and I can't wait to take a look at this new book, How to Pray the Rosary. Father, before you leave, could you give us a quick blessing, if you wouldn't mind?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless all the listeners and their families, their intentions. Pray through the intercession of Our Lady of the Rosary for healings and for blessings and peace in their hearts. Amen.
Father Donald Calloway, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning.
Thank you. God bless you now.
God bless you, Father. Father Donald Calloway, you can follow him online, fathercalloway.com. When we come back, we have a special announcement to make. You don't want to miss it.
Love is what we come give for.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
Sometimes people will say to me, you know, Matthew, I want to do what you do. And I might say, well, what do you mean? And they probably say, well, I want to be a speaker, or I want to be an author, or, you know, I want to start some great ministry like Dynamic Catholic. And, of course, the next question is, how do I do that, you know? Or where do I start? Or how did you get started? And what can I learn from that? It's a really difficult question to answer. In fact, I think it's a question that's impossible to answer. I can certainly tell people how I got started, but if I was setting out today, I wouldn't necessarily start that way. The world has changed. The way we relate through technology has changed. But the thing that I know for sure is sort of the internal disposition. And when God, you know, looks through resumes looking for someone to send out on a mission, what does he look for? You know, he doesn't look for education. He's not interested in where you went to school. He doesn't look necessarily for experience. He doesn't necessarily matter what you've done in the past. God doesn't necessarily look for, you know, who do you know or who are your contacts or that kind of thing. You see, when you look at the people God has used throughout history, I mean people that God has sent out on great mission, phenomenal mission, to do incredible things. He almost never picks the people you expect him to pick. You know, he almost never picks the most likely people. He almost never picks the people in positions of power and authority. He almost never picks the people who are most educated or best educated. So what does God look for in a resume? You know, I think when God flips through resumes looking for someone to send out on a great mission, he's only looking for one thing. It's a little bit like the loaves and the fishes, you know? He'll bring everything else. Just bring the little bit you've got. He'll bring everything else. What is the one thing that God looks for in your resume? Availability. It's all he wants from you. Availability. He wants you to make yourself available to him. What type of people does God use? He uses the people who make themselves available. And so to pray that prayer of availability, to pray that prayer of surrender, to come to God and say, God, I'm 100% available. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Take what you want to take, give what you want to give. Everything's on the table. I'm not holding anything back. Just lead me, direct me. I'm 100% available, and I will do whatever you ask me to do. That's the people God uses. God answers that prayer every single time. Never once in the history of the world did God not answer that prayer. That's a prayer he answers. And so the question for today, how available are you to God at this time in your life? 20%, 50%, 86%, 96.4%? And what's stopping you from making yourself 100% available? And is it really worth it? I mean, is it really worth it? When you think about what you're missing out on from making yourself 100% available, Is whatever it is you're holding on for, is it really worth it?
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone by Chris Tomlin. I'm Gary Zimek, and you're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Time right now, 7:55. Let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. You've heard it before. It's such an important one. Matthew 6:33. Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." That does not mean you're not supposed to work for what you need to pay your bills. What it means is that the focus of our lives should be on God's kingdom. Ultimately, we all want to get to heaven. We need to do what we can, but we also need to depend on the Lord. That's a very, very important message from the Sermon on the Mount. I'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com if you want to check it out. All right, I teased at the beginning of the show that we have a big announcement. Here joining us is our Director of Operations, Frank Eliason. Frank, there's something, well, let me just say that before we bring you on, Abbey Fest. It's a big event. Takes place locally here, Dalesford Abbey in Paoli, Pennsylvania. I think last year they had 4,000 people.
That's right.
It's a concert. This year, the headliners of this is going to be on September the 16th of this year. The headliners will be Matt Maher and Mandisa, in addition to many Catholic artists. It's a combination of Catholic and Christian artists. Mm-hmm. This is a big concert.
Oh, it's huge. It's probably the biggest Catholic concert event in the country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the opportunity for these artists to come together is just absolutely incredible. We just had this chance at Nativity of Our Lord to witness a mini concert.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A wonderful mini concert.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. and we're actually going to, just so everybody's aware, over the next 2 days, we're going to replay that concert in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of Spirit in the Morning, over the next 2 days, you can hear mm-hmm. the concert if you missed it. And, you know, let's just say, you know, Teresa Peterson, Dana Catherine, Luke Spihar, mm-hmm. incredible. They just did an absolutely incredible job. So we're going to be replaying that. It's kind of a treat as a lead into what Abbey Fest is in
right.
September.
Okay.
So a few things that we have going on is we're going to continue our relationship with Abbey Fest. We've had mm-hmm. an ongoing relationship for years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, just, you know, goes out to Kathy Gasson.
Exactly.
Who certainly started that with the station and mm-hmm. the connection with Abbey Fest. Mm-hmm. We're going to build on what we've done in prior years, mm-hmm. and now we're going to take it to that next level. So we're going
awesome.
To be a sponsor of Abbey Fest.
Nice.
We will have a tent there. We're going to be doing some broadcasts from there. We're mm-hmm. going to do some broadcasts that lead up mm-hmm. to Abbey
mm-hmm.
Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking with Megan last week about different opportunities to help really, you know, spread the word mm-hmm. of what Abbey Fest is about. But, you know, it fits
exactly.
in everything we've been trying to do with Spirit in the Morning.
Yes.
This is exactly what we're trying to do.
Precisely.
And it's in real life. It's out there. It's,
yes.
it's and it's huge. So we're thrilled to be a partner with them and looking for where we're going to go from here. So, you know, ultimately expect a lot more about Abbey mm-hmm. Fest over mm-hmm. the coming months. Expect, you know, the music from these artists that are taking part to be a part of our show in many ways, and a lot of interviews leading up to it. So we're going to have some mm-hmm. major players as part of Spirit in the Morning over the coming months as we lead into Abbey
Fest. A very beautiful family and a holy event.
What's really neat is our opening theme, Good Morning, is by Mandisa,
that's
who's
right.
one of the co-headliners, along with Matt Maher.
Who knew?
And
the Holy Spirit.
And we play Matt all the time on the show, too, so this is very exciting.
And it is a family event, so it doesn't matter what age you are.
Right.
There's going to be music there that you will like. There's also things for the kids to do. There's things for everybody to do. Mark it on your calendars, September 16th, Abbey Fest. We will also have some giveaways of some tickets going as we get closer to it.
This,
we'll just hint that out at this point.
This is awesome. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, we will have special editions of Spirit of the Morning where we replay this concert.
That's right. And then some giveaways over
giveaways.
The next weeks.
Giveaways. That's wonderful. Lord, we ask you to bless us today as we go throughout the day. We ask you to remember, to help us remember that you are always with us. I'm Gary Zimak, asking you to remember that the Lord is always with you. And when you remember that, turn around and say hi. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.